It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. Hope your day's going well. Thanks for being here. It's December 12th of 2023. And like usual, an ambitious agenda laid out for today's program. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, you got options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Appreciate your attendance very much, and make sure you follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650thefan. On the Zuck Machine, you'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content in that Facebook feed if you do so. Also, check out the website, 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it, as a matter of fact. That's where all sorts of local, statewide, and national sports content, audio on demand, including the podcast of this show, today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, all that and a whole lot more. Including our broadcast calendar. Busy time of year, lots of games going on over the air, over all of our four Koloff media stations here in Cedar Falls, and all those games always listed on the broadcast calendar that you can find under the on-air tab at 1650thefan.com, including game tonight over on 93.5 The Mix, UNI men's basketball. More details on that matchup coming up soon. But just to give you a glimpse of yet many good reasons why you should have 1650thefan.com bookmarked on your web browser. Save the number in your phone if you're ever compelled to dial us up and add to the program with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, don't be shy. Do so. Fire away. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, of course, or maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Send it along. Like I said, don't be shy. All right, here's what's on the agenda today. We'll get to area sports news and scores for your Tuesday here in just a few short moments, like always, to get things started here. After we're done there, we'll take our first time out, I should say, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday for Megan Mulford. We'll come back in the second segment, and Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters will join the show. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. A lot to talk about with John. Of course, we're drawing nearer and nearer to the Liberty Bowl. That would be 2 weeks from this Friday that Iowa State will take on Memphis in its house in Memphis, Tennessee at the Liberty Bowl. And so some awards have been coming out understandably so, for some of the Cyclones that had a great season this year. So we'll talk a little Iowa State football with John. For the most part, talk Iowa State men's basketball. As since the last time we caught up, Iowa, of course, or Iowa State, I should say, got a win at home against Iowa in the Cy-Hawk rivalry. It was the most lopsided game in that rivalry's history, and Iowa State also with yet another blowout of an opponent that, you know, considerably down in the net rankings, an opponent that's in Cedar Falls tonight, Prairie View A&M. Iowa State got the win on Sunday. You heard it right here on The Fan, 107-56. Iowa State got that win over Prairie View A&M. So a couple games to look back on and discuss with the play-by-play voice, John Walters, when he joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that timeout. Come back on the other side, and I have a whole bunch of audio. I want to try to bring all of it to you today. We'll start with UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. He spoke yesterday ahead of his team's game tonight that I've been teasing you about so far. Also, audio from Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger and standout point guard Taman Lipsey. Audio from Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey and Wartburg football coach Chris Winter as the Knights fell short in that D3 semifinal on Saturday. But yet another outstanding season by Chris Winter and his Wartburg Knights. So that's what's in line for segment number three today. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary in that final break. Come back for a last time, and then we'll wrap up the show. What is a Tuesday edition of the show? All right, quickly, before jumping into area sports news and scores, we've gotten this drip of information ever since Shohei Ohtani, the most talented player to ever play Major League Baseball. Like I, this is like the third time that I've talked about it in the past week and a half, and I make no apologies for it. We obviously talk a lot of local sports, statewide sports on this show, but this is the most talented player in the history of Major League Baseball, and when you have a when you're living in an era where nobody's questioning that the most talented player to have ever played that professional sport is in the prime of his career, forgive me, I'm going to talk about it, but how remarkable is this? Have you not, has anybody out there not heard by now that this 10-year, $700 million contract that Shohei Ohtani signed last week with the Los Angeles Dodgers, that $680 million of it is deferred until after the 10 years of the contract are over. So Shohei Ohtani, I saw a tweet today, at age 50, is going to be getting paid $68 million when he's age 50 that year of his life. He'll get paid $68 million because of the deferrals in this contract. And he offered this reportedly. Multiple Major League Baseball reporters had said that this is what he was offering to any team that signed him because he wanted the team to remain competitive. He didn't want his contract, knowing full well he would get the richest contract, perhaps not only in baseball history, but in professional sports history, understanding what that could do to a team's ability to put talent around him. So I suppose good on him for having that awareness. Good on him for not only wanting to quote-unquote win by leaving the Angels for the Dodgers, a franchise plenty more capable of doing that, but then understanding that it's not just that, that if you could do something to help the team financially with the way your contract is structured, that makes you look all the more serious about winning. And I think that's something that most people, myself included, in terms of baseball fans, wanted to see out of this deal, was that Ohtani just goes somewhere and it was obvious that he wanted to win. He just didn't want to get a contract and play his next 10 years out and trying to stack stats. And that doesn't seem to be the case at all. However, I would say I was as a Cubs fan or anybody, I think there are plenty of people out there, Cardinal fans, whatever, even though the Cardinals weren't reportedly in the mix, that he either wanted to play in great weather, so like out in the West Coast, California-type weather, or in a controlled environment, a.k.a. a dome. So even though the Cubs were reportedly in on Ohtani, you get the sense that maybe they were just used as a leverage point to get the Dodgers to take their offer from $600 million to $700 million. But it really doesn't seem like it matters a whole lot because $680 million of it is deferred. He's on a 10-year, $20 million contract, essentially, after this is all said and done. And then he retires, and because he's making so much on endorsements, it doesn't matter to him. But my goodness, wow. But I did see something today that I did like, that the way that this is structured in the collective bargaining agreement with Major League Baseball, that the annual hit of the contract, for some stuff that's above my head, but basically, long story short, is that the luxury tax hit is going to be like he's making $46 million a year, which will still be the highest ever luxury tax hit for one single player in Major League Baseball history. So even though the Dodgers will pay out $2 million in payroll, the penalty for being over the luxury tax is going to be as if he's getting paid $46 million. Because of the way that it's all structured with the deferrals and, like I said, with the CBA. I don't have the brains to explain it, but that's what I read, and it was from a reputable source. So, nonetheless, wow. Quite the ending, basically, here. And now it's just a matter of watching him play baseball and seeing what that means for the Dodgers, who have an incredible lineup now with Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Shohei Ohtani at the top of it. It's just absurd how good that lineup is. But let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. This evening in Metro Boys Basketball, Class 5A, third-ranked Cedar Falls plays at second-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy. You can listen to this game on Cruisin' KCFI tonight. Pregame with Dave Finnegan at 7:15, game time at 7:30. That's a big one tonight. In other boys basketball games involving Metro teams, Waterloo West plays host to Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Meanwhile, Waterloo East boys and girls play host to Des Moines East, while the Waterloo Columbus Catholic boys and girls go on the road to Olwine. So that means that the Class 5A 14th-ranked Waterloo West girls are on the road at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. In Metro Boys Swimming tonight, Cedar Falls hosting a triangular with Dubuque Senior and Ankeny. And in Metro Boys and Girls Bowling, Cedar Falls hosting Dubuque Wallert at Maple Lanes. The Des Moines Register has released its 2023 All-Iowa football teams. Several Metro players were recognized in Class 5A. Three Cedar Falls Tigers named to the first team, offensive lineman Jake Peters, defensive end Drew Campbell, and linebacker Drew Gertis. And in Class 1A, three Waterloo Columbus Catholic Sailors chosen to the first team, running back Parker Keldson, offensive utility player, a.k.a. quarterback Carter Lockhart, and defensive lineman Mason Knipp. Iowa State guard Keyshawn Gilbert has been named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. The junior guard played a key role in a pair of Cyclone wins against Iowa, scoring a career-high 25. In that game, he added 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. On Sunday, in the big win over Prairie View A&M, Gilbert scored 20 points with 8 rebounds and 8 assists. He leads the Cyclones, averaging 16 points per game. Iowa State returns to action on Sunday against Florida A&M. You can hear that game right here on The Fan. Three Iowa football players have been voted first-team All-Americans by the Football Writers Association of America. The trio are defensive back Cooper DeJean, linebacker Jay Higgins, and punter Torrey Taylor. Iowa is the only school to have three players on the first team. FCS Football Central has released its 2023 All-American teams. Teams are made up of FCS players from all 13 conferences and 59 different schools. Four UNI players were honored, making the second team, wide receiver Sam Schnee and place kicker Matthew Cook. Named to the third team, defensive lineman Christian Boyd and defensive back Wu Governor. The UNI men's basketball team at home tonight against Prairie View A&M. UNI 3-7, Prairie View A&M 4-4. The Panthers are trying to bounce back following a narrow loss on the road at Toledo on Saturday. This game, you can hear it on 93.5 The Mix tonight. You're home for UNI men's basketball, pregame at 6:30. Opening tip at 7. Iowa remains in the same spot in this week's AP Top 25 in women's college basketball for the second straight week. The Hawks are ranked 4th. South Carolina remains top-ranked. Iowa plays Saturday night in Des Moines as they take part in the Hy-Vee Hawkeye Showcase against Cleveland State. Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark has once again been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. Clark had a dominant performance against Iowa State last Wednesday, scoring 35 points, grabbing 9 rebounds, and dishing out 5 assists. This is the 21st time Clark has earned the Big Ten Player of the Week, second most in conference history, behind former Hawkeye player Megan Gustafson. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking Iowa State Cyclones, play-by-play voice. John Walters joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert is done for the year, placed on injured reserve today because of the broken index finger on his right hand. Easton Stick will get the start in Week 14 for the Chargers as they face the Raiders on Thursday night. On Saturday, the Vikings are in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Vikings are going to start Nick Mullins at quarterback. He will replace Josh Dobbs in the Week 15 showdown. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Ravens have signed quarterback Malik Cunningham off of the Patriots practice squad. Well, the Miami Dolphins say the wide receiver Tyreek Hill is considered day-to-day with an ankle injury, but the Dolphins did lose center Connor Williams for the season, tore his ACL in last night's loss to the Titans. Some transfer news in college football. Former Miami Hurricanes quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is transferring to Wisconsin, while former Duke QB Riley Leonard officially announced he is transferring to Notre Dame. Both Luka Doncic and LeBron James questionable for tonight's Lakers-Mavs game in Dallas.
For local, state, and national sports news and podcasts, log on to 1650thefan.com, the online home of 1650 The Fan.
The best gifts won't be found under a tree this season. Western Home Communities reminds you to slow down, savor the simple things, and reach out to others. That's where you'll find peace and joy. Merry Christmas from Western Home Communities.
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings are all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Mike with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with your loved ones, to simply relax, or to entertain friends, we're here for you. We are Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Tim Butker from Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. I want to invite you and your family to our Christmas Eve services at 3, 5, and 10 p.m. We hope you'll come experience a great celebration of the birth of Jesus with us.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Take the guesswork out of your holiday gifts. OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and save an additional $30 with promo code VSIN. OmahaSteaks.com.
The Chiefs look to shake off a two-game losing streak after falling to Buffalo 21-17 as a two-point home favorite. They visit the New England Patriots as a 9.5-point favorite Sunday, the total 37 at Gillette Stadium. The Chicago Bears, after their upset win over the Detroit Lions 28-13, a 3.5-point dog at Cleveland, 37.5 the total at Brown Stadium. College basketball tonight, Northern Iowa, 11.5-point home favorites against Prairie View A&M, 128.5 the total at McLeod Center. The Bulls today, a 7-point dog at home against the Denver Nuggets. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight under overcast skies, southwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Highs in the upper 40s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, 30.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. You heard it Sunday here on The Fan, the Iowa State men's basketball team getting another big win, 107-56 against Prairie View A&M. You go back to last Thursday, the Cyclones got the most lopsided result in the history of the Cyhawk series as the Cyclones playing host to the Iowa Hawkeyes, got a 90-65 win. We've got all that and more to talk about now as we welcome in John Walters, the Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice. John, as always, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing well. I imagine Cyclone Nation's doing well. Since we last spoke, I think we got to start with the Cy-Hawk game, where Iowa State just ran away with that one, 90-65 at Hilton Coliseum. You know, looking back to last Thursday night's result, John, obviously it was a game where Iowa kind of just didn't have it, but at least part of that, or a good portion of it, was because of what Iowa State had that night. What's still front of mind for you in that lopsided win for the Cyclones?
Well, I think Iowa State really imposed its will on that game and said, hey, here's the way it's going to be played, and got the ball inside to Trey King and Rob Jones early on, and they really established the paint, and that was the goal for Iowa State. Always is, but especially in that game, it was just, you know, let's dominate the paint and keep Iowa out of the paint, get in the paint ourselves, and at halftime points in the paint were 30-2. And Keyshawn Gilbert, as the game went on, continued to drive it in there, and he's so good at creating inside and absorbing contact and still finishing. You know, and then at the other end defensively, Iowa State played really well and forced Iowa to kind of settle for three-point shots, and they did. And they were making some early and were in the game when they were making them, but then when they cooled off a little bit, it really got away from them. So I thought a really good win for Iowa State. They played well on both ends of the floor, and obviously Hilton Coliseum was crazy and rowdy, and it was just a really fun night.
It was crazy for two nights straight. I mean, with respect to Bill Finley's Iowa State women's basketball team, they were able to create what I thought was a game that in large part was played at their pace against Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes, and they just happened to come up a little bit short in that one, John.
Yeah, I took my daughter to that game, and it was a great environment for college basketball. And, you know, what a great showcase for our state and for women's basketball in general. To see that place sold out on national TV. And it was really fun to see those young Cyclones. Bill Finley's quote in the press conference afterwards really hit home with me when he said, you know, he really respects Kate Martin. She's a phenomenal player for Iowa, but she was, you know, when she was starting out her career at Iowa, these players for Iowa State were in seventh and eighth grade. And that, man, it's like, holy cow, that is true. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, you tip your hat to Iowa, certainly, for making the plays down the stretch to win the basketball game, because Iowa State led it at the under five timeout by one and couldn't close the deal. And I get that. I mean, it makes sense that the older veteran team would be able to make those plays and find another gear, and that the younger team trying to find its way didn't quite know how to find another gear. And I think a great learning experience for Iowa State in that respect. But what a great showcase for college basketball in our state and women's basketball in particular. And so that was just an awesome night to be a part of as a fan, and I really enjoyed it.
Iowa State men's basketball and football play-by-play voice John Walters, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. John, bouncing back to the Iowa State men's basketball team, Robert Jones with 18 points in that win against Iowa. You had mentioned him and Trey King really dominating in the paint in that game. And whether it's that game or, you know, what Robert was able to do in Sunday's win, lopsided win against Prairie View A&M, that's a guy where I think coming into the season, everybody's thinking, yeah, you got a good idea what you're getting out of Robert Jones. I feel like we've gotten a little bit more Big Rob energy than usual. What in particular are you seeing from him? Because he's been everything you could have asked for and then some since Hassan Ward went down.
Oh, no question. What a great story. And, you know, I tweeted out at halftime of that Iowa State-Iowa game just a Rob Jones appreciation thread, because you just watch him play, and you have to watch him play to really gain an appreciation for him, how he just keeps balls alive and hustles all the time and plays hard on both ends of the floor and really sets a tone for this Iowa State team. He's a great leader. And, you know, it's been a process for Rob. I mean, you know, think even back to last year when he played well, but he shot 47% from the floor last year, you know, and this year he's shooting 74% from the floor. And so he's really polished up his offensive game to the point where he's averaging almost 10 points. and about five rebounds a game. And, you know, to Rob's credit, the thing that he will do is give the team whatever it needs. And so coming into the season, his role was expected to be the backup to Hassan Ward, come in, do that big Rob energy thing again, play your 17, 18 minutes a game and really impact the game and impact winning. And he was all in on that. And then all of a sudden Hassan Ward gets hurt and he's forced into the starting lineup, but he still brings that same great energy at the start of the game, and it's helped Iowa State get off to some great starts, and he just plays that way all the time, and it rubs off on the other guys. And so, you know, huge credit to him. I think he's one of the really dynamic leaders in college basketball, the way that he just goes about his business. And I think it's really without a, you know, because Taman Lipsky's a quiet guy, but Rob is really the vocal leader of this basketball team. And I think all the guys on that team really respect him because they know he's not the most talented guy on that roster. He's just worked so hard that he's forced himself into being one of their top players. And you appreciate guys that have to do it with hard work, and that's exactly what Rob's done.
So important to have a guy like that, if you can, on your roster. Easier said than done, but, I mean, he's bringing even more tangibly to the team, and the intangibles, like you lay out there, John, they speak for themselves. You look at Sunday's win over Prairie View A&M, the first thing for me was Curtis Jones finding that shooting stroke. There's plenty of things I think you could look at in this game. Maybe T.J. Hotzelberger's looking at the fact that, you know, it took a little more than 10 minutes in the first half to start to create some separation against Prairie View A&M. But the way that the rotation has worked lately, and you can tell that Coach Hotzelberger and his staff are trying to find, you know, what's the right buttons to be pushing here with our group of guys before the Big 12 season begins. Man, if it's a sign of things to come, what a great development it would be if Curtis Jones has found that shooting stroke that, you know, he knows he has, and I'm sure Cyclone fans had been eagerly waiting to see.
Yeah, and, you know, as fans, we think of the season as starting in November, but really for the players, you know, they report in summer, and, you know, from basically July on, their season has started for all practical purposes. And the coaches saw in Curtis Jones a guy that could consistently make shots and hit threes and probably the best, you know, well, maybe, I don't know, best, because Milan Momcilovic is a very good three-point shooter, but Curtis Jones, another guy that they felt could very consistently be a three-point threat, and he really struggled out of the gate, but, you know, he never lost his confidence. He keeps shooting them. They want him to keep shooting them. They encourage him to keep shooting them, and, you know, he was going to shoot his way out of it at some point, and he has. Last few games, he's been really good from three, and he's up well over 30% now on the season, which, you know, he was down around 22, 21% before. So great to see him back up there. If he can shoot around 35% like he did last year at Buffalo, he can be a huge threat for Iowa State coming off the bench. And I agree. You know, you look at him and Jackson Pavelski's roles really improved here lately, too. Now all of a sudden you've got four guards, and Curtis is more of the standstill shooter, but he can penetrate and create a little bit, but those other three really can do that. And then, you know, defensively, Curtis has very quick hands, and he can get some steals and help the team get out in transition. So you have four really good guards. You have the ability of several guys to be the guy on the ball to go create something for a teammate. And that's allowed Taman Lipsky to play a little bit off the ball this year, which you're seeing him make those three-pointers as a result. And so I think this has really worked out well. And, you know, college basketball is such a guard-oriented game.
Yeah.
And I feel like Iowa State does have good inside players with Trey King and Robert Jones, and they have a really good all-or perimeter threat in Milan Momcilovic, but they also have four really good guards that play well together, and that makes you a real threat, I think, in the NCAA tournament.
One of those guards, Keyshawn Gilbert, has won the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week award. He had 25 against Iowa in that win, 20, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday in the win over Prairie View A&M. And, John, watching him on Sunday, the light bulb, if we can call it that, went off in my head. And I was like, man, his ability to put the ball on the deck and get to the hoop and either finish or create contact or draw defenders and create opportunities for other players. Not that that's like any of that's unique to any one guard, but it reminded me of DeAndre Kane. Do you see any of DeAndre in Keyshawn's game?
I do. I'm impressed that you came up with that comparison. And Vic Miller, the Iowa State athletics trainer, actually, the first practice I went to that had all the new guys, he said, Keyshawn's a little bit like DeAndre Kane, you know, and that determination to get to the basket, you know, I think what Keyshawn's done in the last week or so is he's really been able to fine-tune that to the point where he's going in there when it makes sense to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going in hard and determined and all that stuff, but he's not going in there with kind of like a predetermined thing that, hey, I'm going to get the basket no matter what, and maybe committing some turnovers or create, you know, an offensive foul or something. So he's learned to pick his spots, I think, a little bit better. But, yes, there's a determination to get to that basket and create, and I love it because he's going to get to the free throw line more than any other Cyclone this season, and he's a very good free throw shooter. I think right now he's at about 73-74%, but that's fine. You know, I mean, if you can get to the line a lot, and I think by the end of the season with his stroke, he could be up around 80%. But he's a guy that will get you a lot of points. I mean, I think he scored 8 the other day at the free throw line, and he's going to get you 5 to 8 points a game just at the free throw line, which, you know, may not seem like a big deal, but when you think about the last few years with the scoring slumps that Iowa State would go in from time to time,
yep.
You know, one great way to break a scoring slump is to have a guy that can get to the basket and get a foul and get to the free throw line. And that could end some scoring runs by opponents. And, you know, Keyshawn's got that ability to do that. This is a much better offensive team, as I mentioned, for Iowa State. But if you do find yourself in one of those little droughts, his ability to get into the paint can really end those droughts quickly.
John, before I let you go, for what it's worth, I looked it up. 2 weeks from this Friday when the Liberty Bowl is kicking off in Memphis, Tennessee, calling for 57 degrees and partly cloudy, I'd take that.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think, fresh in the minds of Iowa State fans are the two most recent trips to the Liberty Bowl, where against Tulsa it was cold and rainy and miserable on game day, even though the rest of the week was pretty nice. And then last time against Memphis, you know, it was really, really cold that day. Now, the rest of the week, again, was pretty decent. And, you know, we had a pep rally at the minor league team's ballpark, and that was wall-to-wall people. The sun was out. The weather was great, and that was a lot of fun. But game day was miserable. And so Iowa State is due for some good weather in Memphis. And typically this time of the year it would be in the mid-50s. And so hopefully that plays out and is just what you described, because I think any Iowa State fans that make this trip are going to have a blast. I think they're going to absolutely love this trip. You know, the town does it upright. They really celebrate the bowl game. It's a very big deal to them. They've got a great parade on Beale Street. They've got the you know, pep rallies. You've got all the tradition of Memphis, you know, the music, the food, the barbecue. It's just a great place to go visit, and everything's right there. And so I think any Iowa State fan that's on the fence would really enjoy making that trip. I talked to Jamie Pollard about it on Monday night on our show, and he said the ticket sales are down a little bit. Not horrible. I mean, it's like probably similar to what they had for the Cheez-It Bowl right now in terms of number of fans that'll make the trip, and that was a good turnout. But, you know, the last time Iowa State played in Memphis, it was probably close to 30,000 Iowa State fans that made the trip down there. I don't think we're going to hit that this year, but I'd love to see it get close because it's drivable. You can make a last-second decision on December 26th. Hey, Christmas is over. Let's get in our car and let's hop down there and go enjoy this bowl experience. And I think any fan that does is not going to regret it.
Yeah, I would imagine so, John. Great stuff as always. Great to catch up. Always appreciate your time on the show. And we'll be looking forward to your call on Sunday of Iowa State men's basketball against Florida A&M.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Likewise, John. Thanks for being here. John Walters, the play-by-play voice of Iowa State football and men's basketball, kind enough as always to join us on a Tuesday edition of the show here. Yeah, as I mentioned, that's 2 weeks from this Friday, the Liberty Bowl, Iowa State taking on Memphis in their house in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, you'll be able to hear that game right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. We're going to take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim on the other side of the break. I've got audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, Iowa State coach TJ Otzelberger, and guard Taman Lipsey, Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey, and Wartburg football coach Chris Winter. That's all next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Tad Kim. College basketball tonight, the UNI men take a 3-7 record into a game at home against Prairie View A&M. The Panthers are coming off an 84-80 loss at Toledo, and Coach Ben Jacobson says there were too many key turnovers, and Prairie View A&M will test their ball security tonight.
Because they're going to do a lot of the same things in terms of the switching and going after you, and it's going to be a hectic game from that standpoint. They're really good defensively. The way they approach it, a little bit unconventional at times with their switching and their running and jumping, and so presents some challenges from that standpoint. I'm looking forward to seeing how our guys handle that.
It's a 7 o'clock tip-off in the McLeod Center. For the third time this season, Iowa's Caitlin Clark is the Big Ten Conference Player of the Week. It's also the 21st time in her career she's won the honor. She scored 35 points in a win at Iowa State and added 28 points in the Hawkeyes' Sunday win at Wisconsin. This is Radio Iowa.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust. Ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations, because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's your friend, social media. You know, where friends and creators seem to slay it. But don't fall for my filters. We all have struggles and challenges, like with alcohol or drug use or our mental health. Talking about these is a sign of strength. Your Life Iowa can talk to you about treatment or resources. Get free 24/7 confidential support. Call, text, or chat online at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. Life is complicated. Your insurance shouldn't be. Why not simplify it with policy bundling? Grinnell Mutual and Denver Insurance give you lower rates for each policy when you bundle your home and auto insurance together. It's a one-and-done solution, and that's a win-win. Make your life easy with bundled insurance so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Denver Insurance today.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
Kevin Kugler here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer Tony Boselli and I will get week 15 of the NFL season started for you with AFC West action from Las Vegas when the Raiders host the Los Angeles Chargers. Both are 5-8 and coming off a loss last week. Who will pick up the division win? Join us to find out on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan. Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Cole Bear. Just a quick reminder, we have a top three showdown tonight over on Cruising KCFI as the third-ranked Cedar Falls boys basketball team on the road to take on second-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Pre-game coverage with Dave Finnegan, of course, on the call, begins at 7:15 tonight, and tip-off is at 7:30. Cruising KCFI, that's 12:50 a.m., 105.1 FM. All right, the 3-7 UNI men's basketball team is looking to bounce back against Prairie View A&M at home tonight after an 84-80 loss at Toledo this past Saturday. At yesterday's weekly press conference, I asked Panthers coach Ben Jacobson what he thought hurt his team the most in that narrow loss to the Rockets on Saturday.
The quick exchanges hurt us the most in the game. You know, there was four or five of them that really jump out to you. The most obvious one was at the half court when when the guy was able to knock it away from Bo, lay it in, and then we take it out and throw it. They pick it off and they score, get a free throw. You get a five-point exchange in, you know, let's call it 10 seconds. There was two or three more of those that weren't to that level, right? And it may have been where we drive it in. Even the last one, man, guys executed that play great when we were down one with a minute to go. I don't know if you guys were, everyone was watching or not watching, but great execution, great play call by Tut. Great execution by the guys. Great pass by Titan. You know, Bo catches it, and he's looking at the rim. His defender's behind him. He caught it in a little bit. He was off stride just a little. You know, if he's a little higher on the floor, he's just going to lay it in with his left hand. So he's a little too close to the basket, but he takes off and goes to finish it on the right side, which he felt like was the best option. But he, at the same time, goes flying and lands on the ground. Well, they run down and score. So instead of being ahead by one, we're down by three. And now you've only got 50 seconds or 55 seconds. But Cole, there's two that I've described, right? There was probably three more of those that happened in the basketball game that were quick exchanges. It just makes it really difficult. It puts so much pressure on everything else. You really want to stay out of that situation where you put so much pressure on everything else that's happening during the course of the 40 minutes, right? Your half-court defense, your rebounding, like you list off the things that are really important. You almost have to be perfect in those things when you have those types of quick exchanges.
Coach Jacobson added that most of those quick exchanges that hurt the Panthers were the result of a lack of ball toughness.
A lot of those exchanges happened with our ball handling, our passing, and what we did when we had the ball close to the basket, right? And if you want to sum it up, you call it ball toughness, you call it ball security. The premium that this group needs to put on the basketball, it has to increase tremendously, right? You know, we've got a lot of things to continue to get better at, right? But that's what stood out the most. That's what cost us the game 2 days ago.
Having gone 3-7 through the season's first 10 games, but all the while maintaining the confidence he's displayed all along about his team, I asked Coach Jake if the circumstances of this team, that any team is ever in, provokes him to think of previous teams that he's been a part of that have faced similar situations, and he did say yes, but he also kind of went outside the question and pointed out a team in the NFL that's started slow and now is red hot.
Well, the Broncos this year. I think the Broncos started 1-5 or 1-6, and they won again yesterday to go to 7-6 now. You know, whether it's our team or it's other things that happen to be going on in real time, like that stuff makes sense to me, I guess. You know, again, whether it's looking at one of our teams or it's looking at, you know, other leagues or other teams, like, it makes sense to me because sports life, it's not a straight line. If it was, we'd all be champs. Like, we got 12 teams in our league and we'd all get a trophy at the end if it was a straight line and it was easy, right? What I've learned over the years and being part of it is that's not the way this works, right? As much as everyone would like it to be that simple, it's truly not. And having been a part of it as a player, an assistant coach, and a head coach, I could go back to teams in all three of those and find a team that was in a tough spot from a record standpoint and ended up winning a championship. To me, it's never about what our record is or isn't. It's always about how we're playing and what are we doing to get better. It's been that way for a long time, and it's always going to be that way.
One of the Panthers' bright spots this season has been guard Nate Heisey. He missed all but two games a season ago due to a thumb injury that had to be operated on. He currently leads the team in points and assists per game. Coach Jake was asked about Heisey and what it's meant to have him back in the lineup this season.
It's changed a number of things that we think about defensively because of his abilities to
to defend is the other team's best player. So it's allowed us to do some things at that end of the floor where, okay, do we want to be switching as much? Or do we want to stay on our own more often so that Nate stays on their best player? He feeds into that conversation. And offensively, I've really enjoyed the way he has played offensively. It's brand new for him. His first 2 years, he just kind of would shoot when he's open. Right? Or if we ran something for him, he'd drive it. But outside of that, he didn't have responsibility for us playing well offensively, where now, you know, he's got a bunch of responsibility for us playing well. And he's done a nice job adjusting to it. It's a process, going to continue to be a process for him because he isn't wired the same way offensively that Bowen is, or Trey Burhau, or even AJ. So for him, he's learning about it, right? And going through this process with him I've enjoyed it. I look forward to the next step for him, right? Where he moves into that category with the guys that I mentioned, where they play offense the same way all the time, you know, no matter how it's going, right? And that's not an easy thing to do, right? Like you tie into that we have lost some close games, right? It's easier to make that adjustment or make the move into that next level when your team is winning and you got a little more momentum and everybody's got a little more confidence. That's an easier move for a young guy. So, yeah, man, I'm really enjoying seeing what he's doing, and he just opens the door to some things at both ends for us.
And finally, Coach Jake said he did watch Iowa State get the best of Prairie View A&M, tonight's opponent at McLeod Center.
You know, for 10 or 12 minutes, it's an even game, and they've played good basketball. They've got seven grad transfers on their team. So they've got an older team, guys that have had success, guys that have put numbers up at different places, and they've played good basketball. Now Iowa State was able to get some things going, in the open floor, get some things going in transition. Iowa State's defense, got better as the game went on. But the team we're playing tomorrow is more than capable of beating a bunch of teams. So, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge tomorrow.
Speaking of Iowa State, sophomore guard Taman Lipsey is excelling in nearly every category during the Clones' 8-2 start. The Ames native is second on the team in scoring, leads the team in rebounding, assists, and steals. He had a school record 8 steals in Sunday's win over Prairie View A&M.
I wouldn't be able to do it without the position that my teammates put me in with guarding the ball and making it difficult for them. So just being in the right place at the right time and being active and having ball pressure, really all the things we preach and having to work out.
And as you might imagine, many of Lipsey's steals have led to easy baskets on the other end.
Steals can create a lot of momentum, and it's hard for the other team to adjust when you steal the ball from them. They don't know what to think. So it's hard for them to transition on the defense when they just had the ball. So just being able to get my eyes up quick and look for teammates, really.
Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger says that steals are one of several school records Lipsey will set during his Iowa State career.
He's just got great instincts. You know, he's somebody that's always – he's got a great nose for the basketball. He's ahead of plays offensively and defensively, and he just reads things. He's so smart. He has such – great instincts, and we'll continue to see over his career him do things that are very uncommon.
And Otzelberger adds that those instincts help Lipsey out in more than just the steals category.
You know, he's very unique with that skill set. I mean, he's as competitive as anybody could be, and I think he continues to develop those instincts by how focused and how locked in he is in every moment. So I wish we could take credit for it. We're definitely going to hold him to a high standard and continue doing it. But that's Taman being Taman, and we're going to keep holding them to doing that.
The Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team in a familiar spot as it gets ready for Saturday's game in Des Moines against Florida A&M. Sunday's loss to Michigan was Iowa's third straight. Hawks are 0-2 in the Big Ten. Last season, the Hawkeyes opened conference play 0-3 before bouncing back to finish 11-9 and make it to the NCAA tournament.
I think we'll get there, with this group. I like the depth. I think we have enough shooting. There's been some games where we haven't shot it well. I think it's obvious, but I do think we have enough shooting and that'll come around.
Of course, that's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are connecting on less than 30% from three-point range in this recent three-game skid.
You know, you just have to stay positive. You know, I'm not in there yelling at anybody, encouraging guys. We got some young guys that are talented. I want them to just hoop and trust your talent and go make plays. and I think they'll get better at that.
Senior guard Tony Perkins is confident, just like his head coach, that the Hawks are going to get things turned around quick.
We got to keep working on it, you know, especially with the young guys. You know, they're coming in. They still learn a few things, but, you know, as time goes, we'll get better. So that's what we focus on.
And Perkins adds that he's trying to provide leadership to those young guys.
As the type of player I am, running around talking stuff, everybody not like that. So I try to tell them in a certain way, in certain ways they can do that. And that hopefully that gives them some energy as well and boost their confidence as well. So I try to do that. But, you know, as you see on the court, I still try to tell the younger guys what I need from them, what they in the right place, right places they need to be at, and still try to find ways to show my leadership on the court as well during the game.
All right, that's the latest from you and I, Iowa State and Iowa men's hoops. Let's take this final timeout. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. A Monday night doubleheader wrapped up week 14 with the Titans making an amazing 14-point comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Dolphins 28-27. Miami drops to 9-4 and fails to take over the number one seed in the AFC. Tyreek Hill leaves the game with an ankle injury, later comes back in the second half. Meantime, the Giants stun the Packers 24-22 on a 37-yard game winning field goal as time expires. Tommy DeVito goes to 3-1 in his career, tied for the most wins by a rookie undrafted quarterback in the common draft era. With the Packers loss, the Niners have wrapped up a playoff spot, the first team in the NFL to do it. As we go to week 15, 30 teams are still alive. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My mom's got a new Case IH tractor, and it can do it all. Bale hay all day. See in the dark with its powerful LED lights. Hook up all the implements. Ship like a race car, steer with ease. And it can also cool my juice box. Yeah, her Case IH tractor can do everything she needs it to.
Looking for a tractor that can do it all? Check out caseih.com.
This is your land, the land of opportunity, and nothing should stand in the way of your soybean fields from reaching their fullest potential. Liberty Herbicide from BASF provides the freedom to use across the majority of today's trait platforms, including Enlist E3 and XtendFlex. Plus, excellent weed control and greater application flexibility for unmatched convenience. Experience the freedom of Liberty Herbicide from BASF. Visit yourliberty-herbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. NFL MVP is a quarterback-driven award, and after having the Dolphins sitting at 9-3 heading into this week, Tua Tagovailoa looked to have an outside shot at making a run at that award. But last night, we didn't learn much about Tua's importance to the team. We learned that Tyreek Hill is the engine of Miami's high-powered offense. After a hip-drop tackle took the receiver to the injury tent, Tua had an opportunity to make a statement. The offense sputtered. The team finished with just 208 yards passing and were limited to just 20 first downs. The struggling Titans offense outgained all of those numbers in a surprising upset. They were an underdog by as much as two touchdowns. A lot of that had to do with Tyreek Hill's health. The Cheetah looks the part of a 2,000-yard receiver, but without that weapon, the AFC's number two seed looks a little bit lost. And if that doesn't scream MVP candidate, what does? I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations do apply.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for that challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of General tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters for joining today's show. Always a pleasure to be joined by John. Great stuff from him, like always. I'm headed to McLeod Center for you and I, Prairie View A&M. Pregame coverage of that game begins at 6:30 over on 93.5 The Mix. If you can't make it, with tip at 7. Cedar Falls boys basketball at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the number 3 Tigers against the number 2 Cougars on Cruising KCFI, 7:15 start. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. And the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.